on CFM. It's Lee and Jess for breakfast. The Amazing Race Australia is back for 2021. It was great. They got it off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. They managed to pull it off and they are headed to Tassie within the coming weeks.
But right now, the race around the Red Centre continues on Sunday. Host of the Amazing Race Australia, Bo Ryan, is with us now. Good morning, mate. How's things?
Hey, guys. Thanks for your time. I'm good. I'm a little bit tired, but good. I'm pushing through.
Oh, I couldn't understand why you're tired. The race around the Red Centre, it's been a race around Australia. It's been absolutely huge, from the tropics to the subtropics to the Red Centre. Mate, how's it all going? What can we expect on Sunday?
Mate, we expect the unexpected when you get to Coober Pedy. I don't know if you guys have been there much. I'd never been there. I'd always heard of it, but Coober Pedy takes no prisoners. There's, you know, 10,000 people there living underground who, they, you know, all come above ground to see what the hype about was about when we got there. We had some crazy conditions there, man. We had, the wind was out of this world. We got the teams to paint the big Coober Pedy sign, which is very similar to the Hollywood sign. It's actually very similar to Hollywood. A lot of stars living there, a lot of work, a lot of people not working as well. But we had some really, we really had tough conditions. It was good to get out of the heat for a bit. I know it's usually hot there, but it was quite cool when we got there. Then we come down to Adelaide, which was our first time in a city since we started the race, which was, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. Adelaide was good. Hit Adelaide Oval, have a challenge there on the rooftops with the teams, which is great colour. And then head down to Port Lincoln where we hit the National Park, a race across the dunes, swimming with sea lions. Someone may or may not get eaten by a shark. I don't want to give too much away. It's just good. It's South Australia for what it is. I mean, we saw all the every season in the three Fs. We had heat, we had cold, we had rain, we had storm, we had the ocean, we had everything mixed into one. And the colour in South Australia, out of all the episodes, the colour in South Australia was probably my favourite.
Yeah, cool.
I've got a question for you, Bo. Holly and Delore, are they as annoying as they are perceived on The Amazing Race Australia?
See, the thing about the team is, man, you got to understand, I'm a day in front.
Did you just skip over that question?
No. I'll give you your answer. I don't really see the team, so I'm watching everything happen for the first time. So I'm actually wishing I could go back in time and have a few words with Delore, if you know what I mean. I mean, I don't see them racing around. The only time I see Delore and Holly is when I see them for the 5 minutes I got them on the mat. So everyone is different in front of me as they are to themselves or in front of the cameraman. So watching it now is, I don't know how I do it with my wife, man. Let's get real. Can you imagine doing it with your partner?
No.
So I'm going to give them a big ups for doing it. They're still together, I think. They may not be, which is no surprise to anyone. But they leave it all out there. And as you saw last week, man, they were defeated. They were the last team to check in. And we had a surprise for them. And, you know, they were gone. They were mentally tapped out. And they jumped on the GAN. And it was a non-elimination leg. And just when we think you can't give us any more and you're tapped out and your relationship's over, we're going to lock you in a panic room to work it out.
Well, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
If you can get through that, you can get through anything.
Yeah. If you can get out of that alive, you can get through anything.
Mate, what's been your highlight so far on a personal note? I mean, you've been around Australia plenty of times before, but yeah. Surely some unscratched surfaces of the continent that you haven't been to before?
Yeah, man, it's a good question. I really did like the Outback. I mean, from Alice Springs to Coober Pedy was good. But my highlight, which I've never been there, and I've travelled all over the world and been very lucky, Tasmania, man, which we've got coming up in about 2 weeks.
Oh,
been waiting.
Bring it on.
I'd never, my sister used to play cricket down there and I always told her I was too busy, which I wasn't, I just didn't want to go. But I'd never been there, man. I'd always heard about it. People always tried to sell it to me. I'm more of a, if I go on holidays, I like to take my kids up the coast or, you know, to the beach,
yeah,
somewhere warm. We always go to the tropics. But as soon as I got back here, the first place, I mean, I like Port Lincoln. Port Lincoln was one as well. I'd take the kids back as well because my wife loves seafood and, you know what they say about oysters. But if I could go anywhere again, especially with the family, Tasmania, man, I'd love to just jump in a van and go around Tasmania.
Well, so
what
there
was
you
it,
go.
What do they say about oysters? What were you implying?
Yeah, aphrodisiac, you get really horny on them.
Okay,
yeah.
There it is. Yep.
So Tasmania, coming soon, a couple of weeks to wait. We are very much looking forward to seeing some of our landscape on the TV.
Yeah, Tasmania. Tasmania is... the thing I like about Tasmania, I mean, because our country is so big and travelling, you know, you're on a three-hour flight or a six-hour drive. To get to Tasmania, just a couple-hour drive from the harbour, then you could be in the mountains, you're in the rainforests, up there at Cradle Mountain. It's just, it's really something else. And especially after being in 30, 40-degree heat, to get down there and put a jacket on, it was a breath of fresh air, literally.
That's what we say. In Tassie, depending on the time of the year, you can be snow skiing, water skiing, walking on a beach, looking at seals or whales, all within 45 minutes.
Yeah, all on the same mountain. Yeah.
you can do breakfast radio and not leave home till 5:55 a.m.
Yeah, but you were not meant to tell anyone that.
Mate, we really appreciate your time this morning. It all kicks back on Sunday night. You can catch it on Win TV or do as I've been doing and play catch up on 10 Play. Bo Ryan, cheers for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks. So, yeah, 10 Play is a good one. A lot of people ask me where they can watch it. 10 Play is great, and it's a wonderful season. I'm super proud of it, and it only gets better.